Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. Hi, everyone. We are back again to finish our Love is Blind Season 6 coverage and joined by Noor. Hi, Noor.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I just finished the episode.
Oh, you just did. It was bad.
It was bad.
In the end, Love is Blind is a bad show. Like, need we never forget?
Okay, lest we never forget, you're absolutely right. But I think that the worse it gets, the more fun I have watching it. Like, I am lolling watching this reunion. I was cracking the hell up because I'm like, they're so desperate to make this show. Like it's almost like they got at the reunion, they got all of the old people to show up. And then like fucking one of the people is now a casting person working for Love is Blind.
That's weird.
It's giving cult, and I think it's hilarious. Like, I think it's so funny that every single season Jessica and Nick try to come on and talk about it as like, this is a real thing that people do for real love. And then it's like, oh, by the way, Micah and Izzy and Jessica are now going to be on the other reality show that like Nick is doing. And it's like, no, everybody knows what this is. Like, it's cute that you're trying to like roast people for coming on the show and just try to get clout, but you're also then putting those same people on other reality TV shows so that those reality TV shows are interesting because you recognize that at the end of the day, this is entertainment. So I love that they are so unserious about pretending to be serious. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's comedy, baby.
It is high comedy, but Nick and Vanessa, they make me so uncomfy in the words of Britney, uncomfy.
Yes.
Like, I just am like, the way they talk to these people, the way they're like, I think they like maybe have no friends. Like, I think they think these are their friends.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like, I think that they really think themselves like mama and papa of like the Love is Blind family. You know what I mean?
I know. And I, you know what? I have to tip my hat to them a little bit though. And maybe this isn't to them, but this is the general producers of the show. Love is Blind has a higher success rate than any dating show I've ever seen.
But also the pool, I think it's interesting. All the other dating shows, it's just, you're left with one couple right at the end. If mm-hmm. you think about it, Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Married at First Sight is essentially the same show, but no one from that show I don't think stays together.
You're right. I forgot about Maps.
Maps.
Or like 90 Day Fiance.
Right. 90 Day is different though. Like, there's more components there, I guess. But
socioeconomic components to 90 Day Fiance.
Right. But Bachelor in Paradise is just like this. And a lot of those, though, Bachelor in Paradise has more success than the regular OG Bachelor.
Sure.
But it's still not great.
No. And I think you're right that I think that also there's like, they really churn out a new Love is Blind now every 3 months. Every fiscal quarter, we get a new Love is Blind.
And that's the that's the America I want to live in.
Is that not the American dream?
I'm a patriot.
Can I just say, by the way, Tom, your skin is so beautiful right now.
Wait, are you serious? Because so earlier today I was on a YouTube live and I looked crazy. But I do look good here.
You're glowing, mama.
Wow. It's called CeraVe toner.
Oh, good.
I want to get a nicer. I need to get my. I just ran out of my really good moisturizer though. So that's why I've been actually insecure about my skin because I'm like not using. I like didn't use my moisturizer today at all. I just used my toner. But
oh my gosh,
I like to use. Do you get Elta products ever? Not Ulta, Elta. Elta MD.
No, I don't. I've learned that from my dermatologist. Actually, I've learned that cleanser and moisturizer are not things that I really need to be splurging on. I should be splurging on like serums and like under eye cream. So, I mean, my face has literally nothing on it right now. So you could see like the bags under my eyes because I'm almost 40. Mm-hmm. But my skin, I've never really had like major issues with because I just have like a really good like vitamin C serum. I have like good under eye cream and I use Vanicream moisturizer and cleanser.
Well, look at us being stunning.
And
oh yeah.
And if you're gonna use toner, you should use what's it called? I forgot the name of the company, but they also make witch hazel.
Okay.
It's like the
It's okay.
My phone on silent. It's like the clear bottle with the red top. I think it has like maybe a
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
A sailor, I don't know. A farmer? Mm-hmm. No clue. But they make a really good milky toner and they make a rosemary toner that's really, really good for your skin.
Oh,
if
nice.
You're gonna use toner. Yeah.
I should check it out.
Also, I've been getting Botox now. So
yeah, see, I have not started my Botox journey.
I mean, you don't need it. Your forehead is smooth like a baby's butt.
I do. I'm gonna need some solutions in the eye department because I already have like bags and my eyes are a little droopy.
Oh, no, they're not. They're beautiful.
No, this eyelid hangs a little lower than the other. And then also, like, I get a little poofy under the eye. Like, I would like a little... I don't want an eye lift.
No.
Because, like, then you're, like...
You're full, Ramona Singer.
You're full Wendy Williams. But I don't want to... I'm not trying to live that life. But...
No. Well, I told you they have the jelly roll, they call it.
I know.
Underneath your eye. And you get a little... Just, like, a pinch of Botox there. And it maybe goes away.
I would do it. Mm-hmm. Well, back to Love is Blind. So, but I really appreciate the skincare because my skin has, I've been on a journey with my skin and I'm in a good place in the past couple of years, but, the reunion, here's my overall issue here is that I think they think we care about things that we don't and we care about things that they don't. So for instance, I think they think we care about what vacations the couples are going on from previous seasons. It became a travel show. The back half of the reunion was like, hey guys, like, what are you up to? And they're like, well, we're going to Hawaii next week. And then like, we just got back from Bali. And have you heard of Fiji? Been there? I'm like, wait. No, I want to hear like, if your wife is still drinking wine every night and y'all are fighting. Or like, I want to hear like, do you still talk to the other girls in the cast? Like, if we're going to talk to the old cast members, I want that. But I don't need, like, life updates outside of, like, we're pregnant.
Yeah. Also, Gigi is pregnant with that guy, Blake, who I had to Google. Because she used his full name. And I was like, oh, so you're a person I should care about. And I Googled him. And he's a Bachelorette guy.
I am familiar with Blake. I know him from his season of Bachelor in Paradise and the season of the Bachelorette that he was on. He's a loser.
Okay. Okay, well, congratulations, Gigi.
He's a loser. She's also a loser, so oh, yeah. Need we not forget about her saying to that man, you made me lose my butterflies. That was a wild interaction.
Speaking of losers, can we please, this is when I texted you this morning saying I am lolling. Can we talk about Trevor?
Yeah.
Moseying on over onto that tiny little couch, finding a little space between Hawaiian shirt and Jessica, and squeezing his pleated pants over like poorly fit clothing.
Wait, okay. We gotta. So Trevor, this is like one of the first reunions where they really bring out like everyone. They brought out a lot of people. Usually it's just the couples and maybe one extra. Jessica sat on the couch the whole time. She did not pair up with anyone, which I love Jessica. Like, I think she is great TV and she makes me want to watch Perfect Match, not for the other girlies, but just
her. By
the
way, what is Perfect Match?
I don't know.
Because
when he said season two, I was like, well, congrats. Is season one out?
Yeah. I was like, are you sure you're not talking about the Ultimatum show? Because I feel like that one was also a Nick Lachey show.
I think Perfect Match is the show that, what was his name?
Bartiz.
He went on a show.
I thought he was on Ultimatum.
No, he went on a show, and I think it was that show.
I started looking up what The Perfect Match is about, and
I think it's just like put hot people on a beach.
I think it's their version of
like Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise, because it brings together singles from other reality shows, including Love is Blind, The Mole, Too Hot to Handle, and
I did watch The Mole.
The original Mole?
Well, yes, but the Netflix reboot. Did you
know? I didn't watch it.
Oh, it was really good, actually.
Well, I love the original Mole. You Anderson watch Cooper's it. finest time. Okay.
No, The Mole for me is a better, The Traitors is a better show, but The Game of the Mole is better. Because yeah. I wish The Traitors did more sabotaging. Like, they don't sabotage any, there's no incentive for the traitors in the challenges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Outside of just wanting to take home the money.
Yeah, like, and the, which is not a lot.
Like, I feel like the pot should be for the faithfuls only. And the traitors, like, automatically get $200,000 when they leave, regardless.
Mm.
Like, well, not regardless. I feel like they just have a pot of money that sits there. And that, or I guess, what if they fought over the money? But they didn't know who they were fighting against. Like, money went to traitors' pot, money went to faithfuls' pot.
I think that is what happens.
Well, no.
Oh, you mean like when they're actually doing the challenges?
Yeah,
challenges.
Like this challenge, you got this much money went to the faithfuls, this much money went to the traitors. I don't know. There's something there somewhere. But
yeah, somewhere. Well, let's
anyways,
talk. Yeah,
Perfect
Love
Match.
Is Blind.
Perfect Match season two. Perfect. We will be covering here on the pod. No, so Trevor walks out. That's where we started this. So,
oh my God.
They asked Trevor to come out. He is one of the largest people I think that has ever been on this planet, but somehow has found clothes that are bigger than him. He looks like he's wearing like his father, who is like a giant who lives above Jack and the Beanstalk. Like his clothes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's swimming in them. It's bizarre. Yeah. Like I want to get my hands on that shirt and be like, how big is it?
It could fit me, you, Kix, my brother, and Donnie all in that shirt.
Agree. Like
room to spare.
It was so big and those pants were so ill-fitting. I'm like, you are on your Instagram essentially showing hole and you couldn't get together some sort of outfit to like look presentable for your national television apology.
Yeah. And what was that apology? It was nothing.
Well, yeah. So they sit him down, and for those that don't know or that didn't watch the reunion yet, or regardless, Trevor had a girlfriend when he went on the show and just went on the show to be famous, which he essentially owns up to. Mm-hmm. And he owns up to that sort of, but
not really.
they ask him, they're like, do you have anything to say? They essentially say like, you had a girlfriend, you had this. Do you have anything to say? And he just sits there and just stares. They're like, hey, Trevor.
And then Jeremy's like rubbing his back. Like,
yeah, Jeremy's rubbing his sweaty steroids back. And it's like, you okay, bro? And Trevor's like, I had something planned. I just can't say it. And then he gets some words out, which she's like, Chelsea, I'm sorry. I did want to go into this. I went into this with half good intentions and half bad, which I was like, aw, that's beautiful.
I have to say, watching Nick and Vanessa read his text messages while he just sits there.
That was wild. They showed his text messages and I was like, oh, whoa, this is really kind of savage.
It was really good. That's when I was cracking up. I was like, oh, this is so funny. And then he's like, no, I like really wanted to go in and be like, and then we're like, what about this girlfriend? He's like, well, I never asked her to be my girlfriend. I just like loved her and asked her to marry me right after the show ended. Like, what are you saying, sir? He's like, I know she's a girl that I would usually go for in the real world. And then I was like, let me see what happens if I could be with a girl who I like wouldn't go for. And I was like, let's roll the text messages that came out where he said, all of us guys agreed that none of us are actually going to get married at the end of this. Like, come on, Trevor. And I like how he was like, I like, can I like leave? And they're like, no, hold on. We're going to roast you a little bit longer. And then Nick is like, anyway, so you said you wanted to go, so you could just leave now. And he just shuffles his way out.
I know. You can leave. We need Meredith Marks in the corner, just pointing at Trevor. You can leave.
That was really good, Tom.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
You are a thespian.
I am, so. Of course. Paid a lot of money for it, and here I am. So we also get so much. So much time with Sarah Ann. I just like, I hate her so much. And she was barely on the show.
It's on for like 1.5 episodes. And I'm genuinely, I was like, this is too much, Sarah Ann.
Too much. And it sounds like they are a fraught relationship, the two of them. Like, they're not even like a match made in hell. Like, they are awful together.
I died when Chelsea's like, yeah, I've seen Jeremy, and he's told me multiple times that he's single. He's like, well, I'm not going to say that things have been perfect. And Sarah Ann's like, what the fuck? She's sitting there embarrassed, but like, obviously she's going to keep being in a relationship with this person. And I like the way that they did call her out for being like, oh, this is just entertainment. But also, again, hilariously, it's like, you guys recognize that these people are reality TV stars, so then you're going to put them on another reality TV show.
I think she just wants to be on the show, but then doesn't want to be called out for it, bizarrely.
Yeah. But it's like, why?
It's just like, you're not a good reality star.
No.
The thing is,
Jeremy's a psycho.
Jeremy is a psychopath. I mean, just look at what he's wearing. Of course, he looks like he's like on some National Lampoon's television show, and he will go on to murder.
Correct. Yes.
And I don't wish that on anyone, but he will.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
He has those eyes. You know, they talk about how like if you see the too much of the whites in the eyes or something, like that's a serial killer.
I didn't know that, but
yeah, like okay. Ted Bundy, and they all have like the, you can, if you can see
the top and bottom of the whites.
Yes.
It's a problem.
No, I don't know that he has that necessarily, but there's just an aura about him buying a house for the show. Cause they didn't talk about that on the show. They didn't talk about it on the reunion, no. But that's been talked about in the trades. And by the trades, I mean the US band TikTok. That he bought that house to film in.
Yeah. That's
very, right. Very Meredith Marks coded.
Extremely. He bought the house, staged it, and then was,
but
like,
that, this is that also is in. Psychotic to me. You're going on a show where the purpose, quote unquote, is to fall in love, and you're going so far to live a new life that mm-hmm. you want to purchase a new home or rent mm-hmm. a new home. Pretend you weren't mm-hmm. engaged. There's just a lot of hoops that these people jump through to not be honest. And I don't understand.
I love it.
I mean, I love it too.
It's so funny.
It is so,
so
funny.
So funny.
Wait, but did you see? So they roll out Laura on a flat screen TV to talk uh-huh. on Zoom to talk to Sarah Ann. And uh-huh. you know, Laura, she's not for me, but I
know. It does make me laugh that Laura's not for you, but Jessica is. But go on.
I just think Jessica has more star quality. That's why I like her.
Oh, Laura, interesting.
Laura to me just feels a little, there's some aspects of her that feel a little mean. I am 1000% team her. I want that to be clear.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like I can be team her, but I don't want to like hang out.
Laura's a nasty mean bitch. And I think that's why I love her.
Yeah, I get that. I think I kind of like that too. There's just something about her that I'm like, I think she seems kind of annoying.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
To me, okay. She just seems a little annoying. But like, I am, once again, I'm team her in mm-hmm. her versus psychopath.
Yeah.
But Sarah Ann and Laura start fighting, and Laura calls Sarah Ann a pick me bitch, which uh-huh. that made Laura's stock go up in my book. I did really like that. Yeah. One of the most cinematic things we've seen in television history, AD turns. Did you see the shot? She turns over her shoulder and looks at Sarah Ann and just eviscerates her with her eyes. I posted it on Instagram before we hopped on here. Go watch it. She literally eviscerates her with one look. That's her superpower. She can clear a woman with just one look.
Also, I see it. That is good.
Because Sarah Ann is like, great. I'm not a pick me bitch. And then AD turns around and is like, excuse me? I just came on here to be on TV. You're a pick me bitch.
I know. I love that also Sarah Ann's big gripe with the girls is that they took her out of the group chat. And they're like, yeah, we just don't like you. And I'm like, and how many words do they need to say? Like, listen, you patriot ass, racist ass, MAGA bitch. Like, we don't want to be friends with you. That is why we iced you out of the chat. And you're friends with a man who will go on to murder.
He will go on to murder and insurrect every time you say go. He is really not good news. And you know what? You know who somehow I became attracted to in this reunion, and I'm ashamed to say it?
Is it Jimmy?
It's Jimmy.
Oh my God. Me too.
I was a really wet for him.
Let's not push it.
The beard really does things for him.
That's what I figured out. I was like, oh, it's the beard.
He's got like a real kind of like cone head. Like it's like an egghead cone head. He needs some without when he has no beard, his head just looks like a big kind of like Humpty Dumpty egg.
Yes, correct.
He needs some shaping, you know. If he's gonna go no hair, gotta get the beard. You know?
Yeah. I agree. That's exactly what it is. I was like, things seem more balanced.
Yeah. Some people, they just need, like, for men, like, you just, since there's only so many options on the top of the head in terms of growth and styling, you gotta venture down to the beard a little bit.
Well, so now that I have been dabbling in injectables with my face, I have been looking into just getting like the tiniest touch of lip filler, like the itty bittiest, just to make my lips like just slightly pouty. And what I've learned is that the reason why sometimes lip filler looks insane on people is because they're not balancing out the rest of their face. Mm-hmm. So then you end up in a situation where somebody has insane lip filler, but they've not done anything to their chin or their jawline.
Yeah.
So then they look nuts, right?
Sure.
And I think that's what I've learned is facial balancing. It's like, that's why sometimes you need a beard to just like even out the rest of your face. If you don't have great hair, then let's focus on your beard.
Yeah. And take, yeah. I mean, he fills out a beard, which I'm jealous of. Cause like, I like to keep
a blonde
scruff.
Man also. Yeah.
I like to keep scruff, but like, I can't grow like up here. Like I can't grow beneath my,
I know. You say that every time, but you know, I think you have really lovely facial hair for a blonde man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I just, my dad can like grow a beard. My beard is just like, it's mostly neck beard, which is that is not something I'm into.
Yeah, but Jimmy, I think also because Jimmy was coming in hot against Jeremy, I was like, ooh, okay, Jimmy.
When he was like ready to fight Jeremy.
Yeah. And yeah.
I was like, okay, Jimmy, like stand up for me. I love when my baby stands up for me like this.
Also, can we talk about how AD is still talking in TikTok?
She's literally like, when that relationship ended, period, it was giving like breakup for me, but it was also giving like potential. And then what happened was we went to Cracker Barrel to like grab breakfast and kind of rekindled.
Yeah, she's talking about her date with Matthew, and she's like, Loki, he kind of fine though. Anyway, and I was like, what happened?
If I was Clay, I would have been mad. Okay, then. This actually brings me to something else.
Yeah.
The reunion was an hour and a half long.
Too long.
Well, too long. Yes.
Yeah.
No questions were made towards any couple except for Jeremy and Sarah Ann about whether they're together.
Uh-huh.
It was so confused. That's the point of the show is not where... Who went to Max and Bliss's baby shower? Okay.
The Zach point and of, Bliss, but yes.
Oh, Zach, yeah. Well,
you want to talk about serial killer.
Well, I need a trigger warning when I know I'm going to see Zach and Bliss, to be honest with you. Bliss is so beautiful, creepy. but she scares me that she's okay with what he is giving aesthetically.
Yes.
And I can, he is someone you can smell through a screen.
1,000%.
Yes. I got it. I'm like, all set. Don't need more of that. That was a jump scare when they were like, you guys went to Zach and Bliss wanted to be here, but they're pregnant. And you guys went, we brought cameras to their baby shower. I'm like, who cares?
No.
I said this on every single time we hop on to chat about this show, but I genuinely, like, fully forget who these people are. When they showed the whole panel, I was like, you know when NeNe hears Kim Zolciak's new song for the first time?
Whoa.
She's like, oh. That was me this morning with my coffee. It's like, who is that? Go ahead.
My brain is so fried that I was looking at these people's faces, and because I don't remember where I know them from, in my mind I was like, is that somebody from Summer House? Like, why do I know that person?
Guys, Chelsea, the casting director, I forgot she existed. When they showed Chelsea and Kwame, I was like, I remember him. Who the fuck is she? I literally was like, I don't know who that is.
I'm sorry to this woman. I don't know this woman.
And then I had to like Google their season and I was like, okay, it's kind of coming back to me now.
Yeah. They had that sexy Calvin Klein shoot.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You're welcome.
But then like there was another couple that I was like, who? And I really did like, I don't know their names, but they were also on that season. The black couple that was like sitting right below them.
Brett and
I loved them. Like, yeah. I thought they were wonderful together, but I still don't care about them.
I don't either.
Like, Love and Light, you did the show, you fell in love. I'm going to actually just kind of set you free because, like, I don't need to check back in.
It's very weird. It's a very, like, it seems it's like a casting thing almost of, like, we know that some people came on this season because they were fakes and frauds. Mm-hmm. But also, let's remind you guys that we do have this, like, panel of success. And it's like, okay, thanks. But, like, I don't care.
I know. I don't wanna... But, like, there's more. Like, we got no time with Kenneth and Brittany.
Okay, can we please talk about that? Because, all right, there have been rumors on the internet about Kenneth. And the reason why he went on the show and why they ended up breaking up. And then to see the relationship that Kenneth and Brittany have now, I'm like, I think this is kind of matching up.
That he's gay, but, is what you're saying.
I can't say it, but you said it.
What do you mean? You can say
it. I don't know. I don't want to be the one to like out this man.
Well, we didn't. TikTok did. But like,
okay, you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't so us.
The internet said, and this is why TikTok is banned, actually, is because of stuff like this. Nancy Pelosi is really against it. Did you see what she said?
No, I the TikTok banning stuff makes me really upset because
It's upsetting.
No, it makes me upset because it's one, it's crazy that we care. And then two, on the Dem side of things, I'm like, you guys realize that like this is a voting issue for like period 18 year olds.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
they if know. And Trump is pro keeping it. So, like, if they know that TikTok is going to go if Biden is reelected, they're going to vote for Trump. And, like, it's an insane thing to know that our country hinges on viral dances. That's where we're at.
Well,
but people be getting shot. But
yeah, yeah. There's an entire genocide that we're funding on the other side of the world.
Correct.
And they're like, we're gonna ban. I'm like, firearms.
Wait. Speaking of genocide,
I don't know where this is going.
I almost threw my phone at my screen.
Okay.
When Jessica said, I called for a ceasefire.
No.
On Jimmy.
I know. I was like, what? On Jimmy. I was like,
I think she just unfortunately learned what that word meant because of recent, you know,
events
things.
Of the world. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, that is the good word.
When she said that, I was like, what?
I was like, so close. I was like, even Jessica from Love
we
is
could,
Blind.
But you know, we could cut it.
I think like, I'm going to. We could like, I'm going to cut it.
Even Jessica is pro Palestine.
Anyway, so on the internet, on TikTok, mm-hmm. which is banned, now banned TikTok. Kenneth, somebody pulled up these receipts about Kenneth, some members of his family saying that he's gay. The reason why he actually went on the show was at the insistence of his family, who are not okay with him being a queer man. And so he went on the show to try to see if maybe he could like get something going. Obviously, we saw the way that relationship panned out. And now that we see their relationship currently, where they're like, we're best friends, we talk to each other every day, we love each other so much, we're totally fine with each other pursuing other things. And I was like, okay. So
It's giving fag hag.
A lot of beard talk this episode.
Lots of beards. Yeah. It was bizarre. Why ask them to sit on that couch? We learned more about what was happening with like
his school than
well, no, I'm talking about the people in the audience than the two of them, you know?
The captions were really funny on Netflix because anytime anybody would make noise in the background, it would just say woman one, woman two. And by the end of it, we were up to woman 82. I was like, 82 women have made noises in the background?
Woman 82? That is crazy. And especially because aren't there people who write those?
Yeah.
Or is that AI now? It might just be AI now.
I think it's AI now. You know how AI is.
Oh, AI. But TikTok. We got to ban TikTok.
Yeah, we've got to ban that TikTok.
No, I would. So a big issue, like I said, was that like we're spending so much time on these other people. We had zero screen time conversations about Jimmy and Chelsea's relationship at all.
No, barely any.
The only thing that was brought up was her Megan Fox shit.
Yeah, and also the relationship was more, and they also talked about like Chelsea outing Jimmy's friend so they talked about that, and then they talked about the Jessica Chelsea Jimmy thing, but we did not find out if those two are together.
And they apparently are.
Okay. There was no celebration of that. Okay, crazy as insecure Chelsea is going to lose her mind when she watches this reunion. She's going to be like, wait, Netflix didn't make it clear that like we're together, Jimmy.
Do you think Netflix is trying to fuck you, Jimmy? Yeah. The reason for the season was Chelsea on Three Martinis. Like, that's why I'm here. I want to see like what she has to say about her behavior. And there was nothing.
And we had nothing about the fact that Jimmy literally called off the wedding two nights before and we caught it on camera. And then we're not talking about that, but we're going to ask fucking Brett and what's her face where they've been traveling. What is going on here?
It's crazy. Who produces this show? No, I actually want to know because I'm like, do you see like Bravo? I know we love it, but we also hate it at times.
Yeah.
We got to tip our hats, though. They know how to produce a show.
Absolutely.
They make good television. Like, Drag Race as well. Those are producers that know what they're doing. Like, even, like, 90 Day Fiancé, the woman who hosts those reunions, I forget her name, but she's fantastic. Like, she asks, like, so when you use that racial slur, why'd you do that?
That's like, so good.
She has no, she doesn't care. She's very just like, let's talk about it. You guys are awful people.
Yeah.
Nick and Vanessa are just too invested in like this brand of like their love shows. And like, it's like their whole reunion, they're kind of like patting themselves on the back. Like they're so looking at everyone as if they set them up. They're like, you guys have a baby and that's my baby.
It's very bizarre. If I was Alexa. Okay. If I was Alexa or Gigi or Zach and Bliss, I would protect that baby from Nick and Vanessa because I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, okay, we're gonna take your baby now.
And hide the baby in like a dungeon in Hawaii somewhere.
Yeah. Insanity.
Also, there's something weird about them living in Hawaii gives red flags to me.
Why are you there?
I can't explain it. It's a little like off the grid move. Like, why are you in Hawaii? You guys like work in the biz, right?
Yeah.
Why you should be in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you in Hawaii?
Or Cincinnati, where what's his face is from.
Right. Ohio. Like Oprah lives in Hawaii. Oprah has like a vacation home in Hawaii because she's Oprah and can just like hop on a private plane everywhere and be wherever she needs to be. But she also has homes everywhere. You guys are Nick and Vanessa Lachey. I don't think you have like 10,000 homes.
I don't think so. I think that's their primary home.
Hawaii. They're not. Neither of them are Hawaiian.
I don't believe so.
I know so.
Okay. Yeah, they're such weirdos. And you're absolutely right. They're obsessed with this like formula that they've like hooked up. They think that this formula is like the formula of the future. It's like from here on out, we will go to this type of dating only. Mm-hmm. Apps will be obsolete. Everybody will meet their soulmate on a television show like this. Move over, Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like, this is the future. And for what it's worth, we all tune in every season.
Totally.
But we're not tuning in for the love story, honey.
No, I know. They don't get it.
No, they think that we care about people falling in love with each other when actually we love watching them fall apart. That's my favorite.
Right. Like, I wish, honestly, we had just gotten, like, no, I'm even forgetting their names. What's the one couple that got married?
Johnny and Amy.
Johnny and Amy. Like, I would have been set to, like, not see their wedding. Like, and just be like, they got married. Like a Chiron that says, they got married. And then we can follow Chelsea go on a rampage through Charleston or Charlotte, wherever they are, lighting dive bars on fire, trying to find women that Jimmy fucked. Like, that's the show.
Yeah. I will be honest with you. I did not watch Amy and Johnny's wedding. I forwarded right through.
I fast forwarded as well. I watched. I did think it was sweet when her dad met his sister in their bridal suite. Like, and then I was like, okay, I met my cap. And then I just like fast forward.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, okay, there we go. Now they're gonna. And congratulations, Jimmy. Johnny finally learned about birth control.
Now I did turn on them though.
Oh, tell me.
When Nick and Vanessa said, guys, what have you been up to? And then we cut to a video.
Oh my God.
Of no, them that... doing physical comedy. I said, unfortunately, awful. This is a no for me.
Yeah. I love this 25 years ago when it was on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I did that loved in it. Elementary school.
No, it was my absolute favorite. Made me lol so hard. But I was, first of all, I thought they were just going to give us like a 10-second clip. No, they played that 2-minute clip for the whole thing as if we were interested.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, it was a clip of Amy standing behind Johnny being Johnny's arms while he's cooking and they were making a cooking video. It's like something you did on like March 20th, 2020 when you had nothing to do because like all you had was your phone and you were furloughed from a job. Like these people are just doing this like in their spare time.
Very personal. Anecdote right there.
I was not furloughed. I was let go.
I was unemployed.
For a whole year. No, but, and then it was like 2 minutes of that. And then it just cut to like them with Lay's on like in Hawaii at a luau for like a second. And then they were like, guys, what an amazing year you've had.
Yeah. And their cringe JCPenney pictures with their family, which I was like, oh, that's cute. That's funny that you guys are like fun with the family, but we don't care. I don't care. I can go on social media and see this stuff about them.
I know.
Don't waste airtime on this. Let's go back to Chelsea.
And Chelsea looked like she looked beautiful, but she did also kind of look like some form of supervillain. And I wanted to see her just like eviscerate someone.
Yeah.
She was just like sitting back in that chair. Her eyes looked different to me for some reason. And she just looked like she was ready to like light the stage on fire for someone. And it didn't happen.
Yeah. Again, as a person who's been dabbling in injectables, I can tell now when people have done stuff to their face. And she got some good work done in the break in the year.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. She wasn't as frowny as she's been in the past. But the outfit was cuckoo banunu, as you say.
Cuckoo banunu. It was so extra. But a positive thing I liked, I did think it was really sweet that Chelsea and Jessica have become really good friends.
Yeah, it is nice.
That makes me like Jessica. Like that's what I'm saying. Like Jessica seems like kind of a good person to me at the core of it.
Yeah, I guess. At the end of the day, she also is primed for reality TV. Totally. That girl has been, she's like, wait till this kid turns 10, then I'm going on every reality TV show possible because I'm fucking gorgeous and I'm made for this shit. And she's funny.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So
I want AD to venture into her next outlet, I think should be The Challenge. I want her to go into The Challenge because she's so physical. Like she like works out all the time. and she's got a rockin' bod, and she's great for TV, and she would go in and cause a little drama. I love the challenge. I think she'd be perfect for that. And they have not thrown any Love is Blind people on there, but they throw like randos from they have random reality show people that go on. So
yeah, she could put a period per on it.
She would be she'd be giving Challenge All Star.
Yeah, exactly. So Clay, they went into a whole thing about Clay. So it's weird because I thought Clay and AD were together.
Same.
Based on the internet, but it seemed like based on the show that they are not together.
I think they are together.
But I couldn't tell.
No, but I think they are. That's the thing about the whole reunion that was so confusing. Because usually when they're split up and hate each other, they sit on other sides of the couch. This is the first time that all the couples have sat together like this. And it made me believe that either everyone is best friends or they are back together. Because I think Vanessa and Nick have a real issue with people saying, I don't want to marry you, and then becoming like boyfriend, girlfriend after the show. Mm. Because I think they're like, that ruins the premise of this, of our beloved experiment.
The experiment.
They act like that's how they met.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, love wasn't blind for y'all.
No, she was a video vixen in your music video.
Right. Love was what love was deeply visual.
Yes, exactly. She was a hot Doritos chick.
Yeah.
She was.
But I think that there's a level of like, they don't want to acknowledge it, maybe. Do you think that's why?
Maybe that is what it is. Or maybe they're fucking loading it up for that, you know, like a year later thing that they always roll out, which I don't know if we got one of those last season.
We didn't, because no one made it to the altar. Oh. No, there was one couple. Right. I don't remember who they were. But also, the year later doesn't make sense to me, because it's a year later now.
Correct. Yeah.
Like the reunion filmed, everyone was talking about how they've been together for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's happening there, but maybe that's why.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I think that you were probably on the nose about the fact that like Nick and Jessica. That's rough. That's just poor.
I don't wish
wife.
Him on her. I love her.
No. Justice for that woman. Yeah. He put her through it. Yeah, I think you're right that Vanessa especially is probably like so sensitive. Also, I still would love if during reunions, Vanessa would just shut the fuck up.
I bet you that's what she's like in real life. If you try to tell her like, hey, something happened to me, she's like, oh, that's okay, crazy that you say that, because that happened to me.
And when it happened
to me, I turned to my lover, Nick, and I said, Nick, we're going to get through this together.
Or she's one of those people where you're like, you know, the people that complete your sentences. Dorit does this a lot, where you're like, so yeah, I went through something really traumatic and it was really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really hard. And then, you know, I went to a therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me finish the fucking thought. That's how Vanessa is.
Ugh, they really pissed me off. I don't know how they're continuing to be on this show.
I don't know why they don't give it to Lauren and Cameron and just let them have it, please. Or Clay and AD's mom.
Or give it to someone messy. Like, I want to see it. Give it to two gays.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, why do we need them?
I know. I would love to see a queer Love is Blind.
I agree. I think the straight people who produce it are worried that all the gays are just end up fucking.
Yeah, but I love that.
But I think, I think that my point is like correct. Like, that's why we're tuning in.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
It's been a common theme on a lot of episodes I've recorded for this podcast and others, is that it really is crazy, the hole in the reality landscape that is gay programming, despite the whole programming being for gays. It's just so bizarre. It will never make sense to me. I've talked about it on so many episodes recently. It's something that I think a lot of people have been, it's been the zeitgeist for a lot of people lately.
Now I hear that there was an ultimatum with queer women and it was really good.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, oh, but I hear it was really good.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I just don't like the ultimatums, like
the premise,
the rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it just lends itself to fake people. Like, who is like, who was like, if you don't marry me, we're breaking up? And then seeing like a write up in a newspaper that says, if you are interested in being in a show where if you don't marry me, you break up. Like, come on. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I love that it's in a
newspaper.
No, I know. They open up the trades and there's like a job application for, honey, there is a job for us. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Circling it with a red pen. I'm like, why would you do that? It just leads itself to two strangers pretending they were in a relationship, you know?
I know. I love that, though. The more desperate a person is to be a reality TV star, the more hilarious they are to watch for me.
On some shows. Not on Housewives, I don't think.
No, no, not on Housewives. Housewives is sacred.
Like, Housewives, the desperate girlies don't never... It never lands right.
Yeah. Unless you are desperate and made for friendship soulmate, like, say, a Teresa Giudice and Jennifer Aiden.
Sure.
But that lightning does not strike twice.
Like, we want them often to become desperate on the show, mm-hmm, because they need the show, because their lifestyle has been upgraded to super fame and they need the show. That I'm okay with. But I don't want someone coming on because they, like, need to be famous, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, another season in the books of Love is Blind. I'm sure next month there'll be a new one.
I'm positive that as you and I are talking right now, somewhere around the country, at least four or five different locations, there is a bunch of strangers talking to walls. Yes. As they gear up for several other seasons of Love is Blind.
A bunch of strangers at a secluded beach in the Dominican Republic filming a television show.
Yeah, it's like the rat race, like, never stops. It's just like a constant wheel. There's just constantly people just getting fake engaged and, right, you know, fucking each other in the Dominican Republic.
I need there to be a Love is Blind UK.
Why just is there for the not accents?
Yeah, I know. Like, and also the Brits are so much better at reality TV, because reality TV like this, because mm-hmm, they, for some reason there, they have no shame. And then they mm-hmm also are down to, like, go on TV and then go back to their desk job. Like the olden days of American reality. Like, now America is so influencer based, but yeah, in the UK, like, on UK traders, these people, like, have no interest in becoming superstars.
Oh, I love that.
Which I would love to see Love is Blind with them, because, like, I want to see people who are just kind of regos.
Well, I feel that way about, like, the Great British Bake Off. Like, I love watching that show, because I love when they cut away to a person's day job. They're like, Susan likes to spend her time gardening, and when she's not gardening, she's at her day job as a comptroller for a town.
Right.
So, like, Susan just, like, you know, doing her thing. Or, like, Susan does miniature dollhouse making. Like, and
I agree. That's so,
it's the best.
It's the best. And here it's like, so and so, if Great British Bake Off existed here, which I guess it does, there's like American Bake Off or something.
It sucks.
But it would be like fully people who have been like, I've been a baker since I was five and I've opened three businesses. And I'm like, no, can we just, like, I just need it a little lighter than this.
You got to pump the brakes. Okay. Like, bring in your hobbies.
Pull back on the American dream a little bit, kids. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Or whenever there's something tragic on, like, American television shows, they're like, when I was 14, my dad lost his thumb to the mowing his lawn. Whereas, like, on British, like, reality TV, on, like, Great British Bake Off, it's like, yeah, I've got a fake leg.
You're just like, oh yeah, my dad's been dead for years.
I'm making this cake for my dad. It's like, okay,
this cake shaped like my dead father. He died right when I was born.
And then they kick that person off that episode, and they're like, well, I tried.
I talk about it all the time, but UK Traders episode 2, a woman, one of the faithfuls on the show has one arm. And she comes from a very humble background, and she doesn't have the money to get a new arm. And she was like, on episode 2, she's sitting and talking to everyone, and she's like, if I win, like, I'm going to get a new arm. They vote her out that episode.
I love it so much.
And their biggest suspicion about why she's a traitor is because she didn't reach to grab a sip of water, which I, in my brain, at the table. And I think it was because she only had one arm.
Yeah, I need more of that. I've never watched the Love Islands.
I'm not a Love Island girl. I've watched one season of Love Island US, and it was one of the emotionally, it was probably one of the lower points in my life. So when I watched it, so I'm not willing to go back to that. Okay.
All right.
Well. But Nora, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
And say, I'm not going to, you know where to find her.
You guys know. You know what? People do know where to find me because they send me angry messages sometimes.
Yes, when I'm on they do. Podcast. Fake bitch.
Fake bitch. Somebody told me to get my hormones checked. So if you're listening, buddy, haven't gotten them checked.
I'm sure he's listening. He listens. He's one of our most loyal fans. For those listening, there is a man who listens to all of the content Nora and I put out and then continues to drag us for it. And I'm like, and honestly, I just have to tip my hat because, like, babe, you gave me a stream. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So if you made it here and you're listening, love you.
Love you. Hey, you know what? Thanks for the DMs. But next time, just go ahead and put it in an Apple review because then at least that boosts up the... You know, Apple stuff.
He has reviewed me. Okay. And I think you can only write so many reviews before you just stop writing them.
He hasn't reviewed me, so I'll take that. Because the algorithm, it doesn't care. As long as a review is a review. Zero stars or five.
Zero or five. Shout out. Okay, bye guys. Bye.
Bye.
That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod. And on TikTok at Two Dumpster Divas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.